is good to be here again this morning. It's a blessing to see so many here, house well filled. And we're looking forward again to hearing from God's Word. Brother Roy is sharing with us today, and I believe the title of the message is Shaping Arrows. And we've been really blessed by the last couple evenings. If you haven't been able to be here, I would encourage you to listen to those, listen in. This morning we're blessed to have one of our little new additions here with us, and so we're going to have that little blessing prayer at this time. I'm going to ask David Michelle to come forward, and with little Wyatt Cade. And I trust that these times can be a time of renewing our commitment to praying for our families and to becoming as one of these little ones. Christ said that we will not enter the kingdom of heaven unless we do that. So David and Michelle, in the presence of God in this congregation, do you recognize Wyatt Cade as a gift entrusted to you by God to love, to cherish, and to train in righteousness? And do you pledge yourselves by the grace of God to be diligent and patient beyond the call of duty to bring up this child in the fear and admonition of the Lord through consistent teaching and living a Christian example?
We do.
And is it your desire to share your responsibilities with this congregation by inviting their prayers, counsel, and encouragement?
We do.
Okay. And to the congregation, are you as a congregation willing to submit yourselves to David and Michelle in surrounding this child with grace, love, prayers, and patient teaching, both by word and example? And would you indicate that by standing to your feet? Our kind Heavenly Father, as we come before Thee this morning, thanking Thee again for Your great love and Your mercy and for the wonderful gift of life. We thank You for David and Michelle and their little family, and we just want to pray a special blessing on them, especially on little Wyatt Cade. Lord, that you might give them grace and strength, courage to keep their priorities in place and to be a faithful parents and an example to their little ones. And Lord, you know the challenges and the difficulties that we face in the changing world around us. We just pray that you might endow them with a special grace and strength. And we pray for little Wyatt as he grows up, and just pray that he might grow up to be a faithful pillar in your kingdom, an inspiration and encouragement to many others. We just want to commit him to you and their future. Just pray that you might keep us all in your care. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Do you have a song, Kevin? So well, just a few words here before I turn it over to Brother Roy. I was thinking of children, and we're going to hear more about that, and I don't want to get into his part, but I think the subject's so broad we probably wouldn't get it all covered anyway. But I think of investments, and I was thinking a little bit about, we can get really excited. You can hear people get really excited about talking about investments. And where's a good place to invest? Here, there, and, when you invest in something, when you invest in a product, here about a year ago, I did something I haven't done before, and I put a little money in a Tesla stock. And, now I look at that stock, and I don't put any stock in it. But it makes you look at it differently. It makes you look at what you invested in as you wonder what it's doing. And you know, when we think of children and the investment there, you know, that is the only investment that we can take with us. That's the only investment that we can invest in all kinds of other things, and it may do very well, but we're not going to take it with us. And what we put into our children, that's something that is of the greatest importance. There's nothing of more importance. Psalm 127, Roy's already quoted some out of this, but third verse says, "Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows in the hands of a mighty man," that's probably where the title comes from, "so are the children of the youth." You know, children are divine gifts. And our responsibility to guide them is to guide them through love, to meet their different needs, emotional, physical, spiritual, to lead them. And you know, there's so many opportunities. As we this past weekend had the privilege of having two of my little grandsons there, and spent quite a bit of time. And and don't look at my pruning job if you drive by, but I was pruning fruit trees that should have been pruned a long time ago, and I did probably 4 or 5 years ago, and they were a mess, and they look pretty terrible now. And I don't know if they're going to do anything this year, but they were out there helping me, and as we were trimming those trees and they were pulling the branches away, you know, there's so many things, so many life's lessons that you can talk about when you do that. And it made me wonder, it made me think back when mine were little ones, and they're here this morning, so I don't know what some of them are anyway, but did I use those opportunities like I should have and like I could have? And that was a challenge to me. And I'd like to leave that challenge with you young couples, with you with children. Take those opportunities. Use those opportunities in everyday life, in your whatever you're doing, to share, to talk about. You know, there's a lot of things you can get from pruning. You know, Jesus has to do that. He wants to do that with me if I allow him. He wants to do that with you. And I trust as we sit here this weekend that we will allow him to prune. You know, sometimes it's painful. And sometimes it doesn't even, I don't know, I wondered if sometimes we looked like that tree, not very good. But hopefully that pruning will make so it bears fruit. And so it becomes worth something. Deuteronomy 6, just a few verses there. "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. Thou shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, when thou risest up, and thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates." You know, I had to think about write them on the posts of thy house and on thy gates. And you know, I think that's great to have signs and things on the wall. It's important, actually. It's more than just great. It's good. But there's something that is more important than that, and that is that our lives are living out those words, that our children see in us. We can put all kinds of stuff on the walls. We can say all kinds of things. But if our lives don't live up to that, those words are actually going to have a negative effect. It's so important that we're living out the truths and of God's word, that they can see Christ in us, in you, as they grow up. Teaching them to see it's important that we teach them to see the Creator in the creation. So may the Lord bless you, and as we go on through the service here, maybe Brother Roy, if you want to come forward, so we'll have a word of prayer and then turn the time over.